This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I was talking to Gina Smilek about the savings rate and consumer spending earlier in the program. Here's the flip side of that economic coin. People who work hourly jobs in retail, they are fully 10% of the American workforce in places like grocery stores and department stores and family-owned small businesses. Many of them are part-time, averaging between 10 and maybe 12 bucks an hour, often without benefits and schedules that can change on short notice. It is a recipe, really, for those people not being able to get ahead. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra talked to three of them to get a feel for their economic lives.
Shaheem Wright's house is falling apart. It's infested with bed bugs. The washing machine is broken. He needs a new sink.
There's like a crack in the tub and it's leaking out. And like right near my door is a wet spot from water coming down. And it's like, well, I can't pay for any of this.
It's a big brick duplex with a lawn in Philadelphia. Wright, who's 19, lives there with his mom and sister and friends of the family. He pays half the $700 mortgage with his job at PetSmart. He's a pet care associate, mostly a sales job, for $8.75 an hour. His schedule changes constantly, 10 hours one week, 40 the next, so his paycheck is in flux too.
It's always a guessing game. It's always like, well, you know, maybe I'll be able to pay my bills on time, or maybe I'll be able to, you know, pay half of it.
Wright wants to be a vet. He started college, but dropped out because he couldn't afford it. Working retail, he often ends up asking his family to borrow money.
It's embarrassing because it's like, I don't want to have to be like, oh, well, you know, I'm in that tight space again. Could I borrow like $100? And not everyone has it.
A survey from the Center for Popular Democracy shows that a lot of retail workers have the same struggles as Wright. The workers' advocacy group polled more than 1,000 retail employees about their finances over the past year. 45% borrowed money from friends or family. About 40% had to put basic expenses on a credit card. 12% took out a payday loan. Carrie Gleason, with the Center for Popular Democracy, says things are getting harder for the retail industry's nearly 16 million workers.
Rents are skyrocketing, the cost of transportation's increasing, and workers' incomes are not keeping up. And so to get by, people use all sorts of strategies to make ends meet.
Avery Terry relies on credit cards. He's 30, and he grew up in rural North Carolina. He got a bachelor's degree in social work, but couldn't find a job in that. So he kept working the retail job he'd had during college as a sales associate at the shoe chain DSW. He ended up a manager, making 14 bucks an hour. Not what he wanted for his life.
I know I had to go somewhere where I can get me a job, like a better paying job, and not end up, you know, stuck.
So he moved to Manhattan for a master's program in urban planning at Hunter College. To pay his bills, he works part-time at DSW for $15 an hour.
People think $15 is good, but at the same time, it's also New York City.
He lives with roommates and pays $9.50 a month in rent. He's racked up $4,500 in credit card debt. He just tries to make his minimum payments on time.
Yeah, right now it's definitely the minimum. If I work a little bit more and I have my check is a little bit bigger, like I'll probably throw a little bit extra in.
Terry graduates in May and says he hopes to leave retail behind. 51-year-old April Law got her first retail job 30 years ago. Today, she works at Walmart in Dinellen, Florida, for $10.25 an hour. She can't get full-time hours, and her schedule changes week to week. She recently quit her second job as a hotel maid.
It was killing me so bad that I was getting so overtired and not being able to spend time with the little one.
The little one is 6-year-old Naomi. Law struggles to pay for the family's housing, bills, and childcare needs.
I'm always like $200 or $300 shy of keeping me going for 2 weeks.
Law uses payday loans to borrow against her future paycheck. Every 2 weeks, she takes out about $200. When she pays it back, she owes $22 in interest. Walmart just announced it's raising its starting pay to $11 an hour. Law says that'll help, but what she'd really like is a full-time job. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.